And welcome back to Highland Radio's coverage of the 2018 Dual Donegal International Rally. The leading cars have all come off the end of a special stage 14, which was the last of the stages today. The cars are continuing to come off that second run around Trenta, and unofficially as they head back to Park Fermi and Letterkenny to wrap up the day at the head of the two big rallies. That's the international and the national side of the Donegal Rally. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, the defending champions in their Subaru Impreza WRC, lead this event by 1 minute 39.7 from Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. The Subaru is the only WRC car left at the head of the field. Coming behind that is all R5s. We did, of course, have a big battle today where we lost a number of the big contenders. The most notable one was Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy putting the car on the roof in the first run around Garton. At that stage, they were chasing Manus down, and there was just under 8 seconds in it. Earlier in the day, Darren Gass went off in Cairn Hill. It brought an end to his event. Enda Sherry was the man calling the notes on board. And then Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in their Ford Fiesta WRC. They never got to start Knockgala first time round this morning. They were the big hitters that all fell in day two, and it's basically handed control of this event now to Manus Kelly and Donal Bard in that Subaru as they continue to seek out a rare three in a row Donegal wins. At the end of the Trenta stage, I spoke to a number of the drivers that came off. Eugene Donnelly in the R5 Fiesta. I also spoke to Kevin Gallagher and Ian Barrett. By the way, Ian Barrett and Paul McGeer leading the national event by a minute and by 24 seconds, we understand. There's just a slight, time adjustment required where Ian Barrett is taking on Kevin Gallagher. Barrett took a bit more time out of Kevin Gallagher in the end of that. I see in the timesheets there is a bit of difference there, but we understand unofficially it's in and around between 16 to 20 seconds. But all that, of course, will be confirmed when the times are sorted later on officially tonight at the Mount Errigal Hotel. But Barrett is the leader of the National Rally ahead of Kevin Gallagher. We'll hear from those drivers in this piece as well. We'll also hear from Callum Devine, Robert Duggan. The man in second is Josh Moffat. But up first, I spoke to the rally leader, and that, of course, is the man from Glenswilly, the defending champion, Manus Kelly.
Manus Kelly, the end of day two, you've got a comfortable advantage, and now going on to day three. How was that last loop for you? Because I know that you were sort of fighting with yourself that Gary had gone, and you had to find a different sort of pace within yourself to control this race.
I was a bit of a shock, you know. I didn't really know what to be thinking the last time we spoke, Oisin, and no, look, we got Andy Servers got settled up, and I enjoyed those two stages there. It was nice and comfortable, you know, and we were able to slide about a bit. So.
Now, the big question is, tomorrow, six stages to go, you have to see this out. What sort of plan do you have now? Because it's more about controlling yourself and the car.
That's it. It's about minding the car, especially, and not getting caught out. Gosh, and these things are built to be drove hard, and we'll drive as hard and as safe as we can so that everything's working right and that we're responding right ourselves. So
does that mean that your concentration on Sunday has to be right up there from what it was as we've seen in the early part of Saturday?
Probably more so than ever. Like, you know, it has to be tip-top. So.
Okay, we'll speak to you tomorrow then. Good luck.
Thank you, Ozzy.
Second overall, Josh Moffat at the start of the day. If somebody told you that, would you have taken it?
Definitely, yeah. It's not something we've been concentrating on at all. It's been the R5 battle for us, so... I think we're still ahead of it anyway, so that's the main thing for us. So one more day to go, it's never going to be easy.
Yeah, one thing that's been fascinating about this R5 battle is the competitiveness between the cars, particularly in these stages in Donegal, and it's fascinating and frantic stuff to watch at times.
Yeah, definitely, sure. All the cars are the exact same, you know, you don't have a range of models or versions there. We're all driving the latest spec R5 cars, so it's a great, close, tight battle for us all now.
Well, what about tomorrow, Sunday then?
Yeah, hopefully we can keep it up now. Another six difficult stages tomorrow, so it's not over till it's over.
Yeah, I suppose your hottest rival of the whole lot this weekend is the brother Sam, as he is every weekend. Do you speak the night before a final day of that event?
We do, sure. We have dinner and everything together, but look at the... it's just good banter, really, so it is. And it'd be nice to get this one now. He's usually been quicker in Donegal now, so definitely it'd be nice to get this one.
Okay. Best of luck with the rest of it.
All right, thank you.
Robert, end of day two. You're a wee bit more happy than what you were a couple of stages ago.
Yeah, definitely. We're just struggling with setup once it dried up. Made a few tweaks there in service, and it's definitely going the right direction now. Quickest than the last two there, but well, quickest R5. So, very happy with that looking into tomorrow. So, a couple of more tweaks tonight, and should definitely be looking good for the morning.
Right, are you far away from the lead of the R5 battle?
We're a good bit away from that now. We lost a bit of time today stopping at accidents. If that gets rectified, we might be too far off, but yeah, we'll see in the morning.
Callum Devine from County Derry, it's been a good day for you. You've put up some fantastic times.
Yeah, we're starting to get into it here now, so we're obviously going to try and out there a bit better, give us more confidence to try and learn the car and try and figure it all out.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely some piece of kit.
Yeah, and another big day ahead tomorrow, 6 stages to go. You're still going to be give these boys a race ahead of you.
Yeah, we're going to still gauge ourselves off them, hey, and see if we can mix in with them if they put out. So.
Ian Bard of Tuil, sponsor of the Donegal Rally and leading the national event. It's been another good day for you.
Yeah, good day. Bit of drama there. We went backwards into the chicane there at the end the last time through. So we threw away 14 or 15 after having took a bit off him, but it's good. Like I took two off him in Garton and he took two off us there, so there's nothing in it. Like, so we were cautious in there. We didn't do anything silly. It's not the nicest of the stages. So yeah, Ushin, it's a little...
Is it a place you thought you would be yesterday on the starting Friday?
No, absolutely not. No, never been here before. Never done the stages, absolutely not. No. It's a bit surreal. So, look, we have a plan. Myself and Paul are doing stage by stage, and new stages again tomorrow. Big stages, but should suit the car, and we'll give it our best shot. If he beats us, he beats us. You know, that's reality. If it comes down to the last stage, then I'll put everything on it. But until then, we're just going to keep at the pace we're at.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's great to watch. Best of luck with it.
Cheers,
son. Kevin Gallagher, you've got 6 stages to go of the Donegal Rally. You're battling it out with the Darien of Ian Barrett ahead of you. The deficit has been reduced once again, but this is great at the front. These two Darians having a real crack at it.
Aye, it's close, all right. Like, it's still 6 to go tomorrow, so like I suppose it's only really 4 seconds a stage. So I will keep chipping away and try to, but it's a lot of time at the end of the day, like, for us to make back. Like,
what sort of effort is going to take on Sunday then?
We'll give it a push and see how we are, and we can do no more.
Yeah, the car going okay, no problems with it?
No issues. What a wee problem, just the fuel pump give a problem just as we're going into service, so we're kind of lucky in a way that we're going into service, so we've got it sorted. But other than that, no issues today now.
Okay, best of luck with tomorrow.
Thanks.
Kevin Gallagher there alongside him, Noel O'Sullivan. I'm going to speak to one more man, Eugene Donnelly. The man says, you're back on the pipe, you were one of the fastest R5 in Gartons. Could you follow that performance into Trenta?
Well, we nursed a wee bit of a problem there, but didn't slow us too much, so I didn't try too hard. But getting the fastest time on MRF, first fastest time for them tyres in this country, I'm absolutely delighted. Big thanks to PCRS, the local Letterkenny team here, and for Divers, but most of all for the MRF guys back in India. This will have made their day, you know. It's brilliant to bring a new product to this country and get a fastest time out. Fantastic.
Can you get another one tomorrow? 6 big stages to come, stages you won on before.
Well, look, if the weather holds out and we get the weather that we need for this tyre, who knows, you know, but I'm certainly going to try. Right. Great to be in Donegal.
And of course was Eugene Donnelly. Delighted to be back in Donegal and delighted to be on the pace as well. He set one of the fastest times in that R5 Hyundai earlier today. So then, as we look at the situation at the end of day 2 in the international rally, we'll just recap where things are sitting at the moment. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, the defending champions, as you know, leading by 1 minute and 39.7 seconds from Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Fiesta R5. Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson are sitting 10.2 seconds further back. Robert Duggan and Jared Conway are fourth unofficially, 25.9 adrift. Callum Devine and Brian Hoy have been good today. They put up some good times. A further 25 seconds down. The top 6 is wrapped up by Eugene Donnelly and Mark Keane in that Hyundai. They're over 2 minutes adrift. Johnny Greer and Kirsty Ruddick in the Fiesta R5 are 7th. Porrick Duffy and Kevin Glynn in the Fiesta R5 are 8th. Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath in the Mitsubishi 10. Lead class 4 and are 9th overall. And then we've got Cathan McCourt and Barry McNulty wrapping up the top 10 in the international event. Let's go to the national side of the rally. It's been fascinating stuff as well. Ian Barrett and Paul McGee lead Kevin Gallagher and Noel O'Sullivan. It's Darien 1 and 2, and unofficially it's 24.8 seconds is the advantage. I do know on the timesheets there is a slight discrepancy with one of the times where there has been a minute
minute deducted, but it is, as we see it, 24.8 and not a minute and 24.8. But it is 24.8 unofficially by our reckoning. Anyway, outside of that battle, Gary Kiernan and Ryan Moore, they sit 57.9 adrift in the first of the escorts. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are leading class 14, fourth overall. Frank Kelly and Sean Ferris, fifth overall. They've certainly been on the money today. They're just 1.3 adrift of Loughran. Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill, sixth overall, 39 behind. Kyle McGettigan and Dale McGettigan under the top 10, seventh overall and 9.9 behind. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly are up into eighth, 17.4 behind in the Corolla. Then there's more, another escort, John Boner and Leon Jordan are ninth. And then Johnny Jordan and Gary McDern in the Toyota leading class 13, and they sit in 10th overall at the moment. Unofficially, we have Barry Maiden 11th, Wesley Patterson with Johnny Baird on board are 12th, Michael Dunlop and Mark Cairns are 13th, Daniel Cunnan and Terence McGee 14th, and the top 15 is wrapped up by Tommy O'Connell and Thomas Wedlock. So that's the unofficial leaderboards as the crews head back to Park Fermi and Rally HQ, which is at the Mount Errigal Hotel. Just a couple of drivers of note who had issues today. Damien Touris didn't start day two, having led the National Rally. Gary McPhillips, former winner at a puncture in Knock Alla, brought to an end his event. Mark Alcorn was going good up until his home stage, Garton, where he had enough, and that was the end of his Donegal rally. And Stuart Darcy also bowing out of the action today. And another name that we're just waiting to see, and it looks like he's had a difficult time in Trenta. Jonathan Pringle and Ryan Moore have not come through the end of Trenta. Problems with the car, we understand, and they were flying today. They were putting up some serious times in the Mark II Escort, and when there would be sort of time adjustments later on in the night, they could have been up as far as third overall in the National Rally, but it looks as if the rally of Pringle and Moore has come to an end as well. And just a note on one of the competitors, they may have it sorted at this stage. Car number 140 lifted the notes of one of the co-drivers at the end of stage 12. They were dropped in the road. We were asked to announce it. Hopefully they've got the notes back and they managed to get through stages 13 and 14. So that brings an end to day two. Well, what's going to come tomorrow on day three, the final day? Sunday, there's 91 competitive kilometres for the competitors to tackle. Six stages, big ones as well. Fannet Head, Atlantic Drive and Glen. And at the head of the battles, it's Ian Barrett and Paul McGee that lead the National Rally by a minute, by 24 seconds, excuse me, from Kevin Gallagher and Noel O'Sullivan. But at the head of the field, the main field, overall, still on course for three in a row, it's Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. They have a commanding lead at the top of the International Rally, and they're certainly cruising into day three. A minute and 37 is what they have over the chasing pack, and they're still on course for yet another Donegal title. And you can, of course, follow all the action tomorrow on Highland Radio, on air and indeed online as well. Many thanks to the Pulse Nightclub and the Voodoo Venue in Letterkenny for their continued support on Highland's coverage of the Giro Donegal International Rally. We're all looking forward to day three. Join us for the action tomorrow.